5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. What's going on, everybody? It is Thursday, February the 4th, 2021. And man, I have some stuff to share with you. Yes, I do. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me this wonderful evening. Please do me a favor. You know it. Hit that like button for me. Hit the like button. Share this. Subscribe if you hadn't. Follow if you haven't. Please like, share, follow, subscribe. Do all of it. Please help me get past the algorithms. I hear so many other people talking about the same thing now because it's happening to everybody across the board. They don't want anybody to come out and say and show their support for the greatest president this country's had in our lifetime. I'm sticking with that. I truly believe that. President Donald J. Trump, greatest president. Now, I don't know if you notice. I don't know if you noticed this, but I titled this The Great Return. Let's talk about it. Because I'm going to tell you this much. A lot of people really think that because of all of the evil things that the left has been doing, all of this stuff that they've been throwing at us. I mean, it's like overwhelming. Is it not? Come on, seriously, think about it. Is it not overwhelming? I mean, just all of this stuff. And the crazy thing is they have more coming. Trust me, just sit back a little bit and watch. They have more coming that's going to affect us all, that's going to affect the American people. I'm telling you, right now, the United States of America, and it's not just the United States of America. See, we're focused on the United States of America because we need to put America first, right? We need to concentrate on the United States of America first. We need to unite America first, right? It makes sense, right? We need to unite America first. That's why we're concentrating on the United States of America and not the rest of the world, except for the Democrats. They're putting us second and they put the rest of the world above the American people. Now, like I was just saying, the rest of the world, there's earthquakes going on. There's fires. There's famine. There's pestilence. There's biblical events that are taking place in various parts of the planet. And a lot of us don't even know about it because we're caught up into what's happening here. And I get it, right? We're so caught up in it. But I try to make it a point to try to do research and find out other stuff that's happening across the pond and different places, that's going to affect us here possibly. Because that's how I knew in 2019, around November, when the whole CCP virus started kicking up, because I kind of like paid attention to what was going on. And not everyone does, and I get it. Not everyone is going to. But what is happening right now in the United States of America, the dark days, we are truly in dark days. And you have to really think about it like this. If we never experienced dark days and we just thought that everything was just all peachy and happy and we never experienced this other stuff, then a lot of us would never look to God. I'm telling you. See, some people, I'm not saying that this is a good thing, what happened to the United States of America, but some people kind of needed this to happen in order for them to wake up. Some people needed that. Now, you and I, most of us, we all agree that what the Democrats are doing, what the left is doing, the socialists, communists, is not good. It's not good for our children. It's not good for our nation. It's not good, period. It's not good for society, right? It's not good for humanity. I think we all can agree to that. And there's even some on the left that see what these Democrats are doing. They even themselves agree that what is taking place is not good for humanity. Many of them. Many. I'm telling you. So I'm sitting there thinking, and I have to give some credit to a gentleman that I've known for a while now. And he brought something to my attention. And I'm the first one to admit, like, if I'm wrong at something, then I'm wrong, you know, or if I'm doing something and someone say, hey, well, maybe blah, blah, blah. And if they're right about it, I'll acknowledge it. But sometimes people misunderstand what I'm trying to say. I mean, and it happens, right? It happens. To give you one example, I did a video and I was saying I apologize to the left, and I was saying I apologize because I did not get out enough to show them the information, even though big tech and the mainstream media was preventing them from seeing it. That's what I was saying, because they, you know what, regardless on how we feel, because a lot of these people on the left, they are our family members, right? So I think, Me personally, because I believe in God, I truly believe that God wants us to try. And if I fail, then I fail, right? And at least I can say I tried. But we need to continue, right? But and when I made mistakes, and I said I can make a mistake, but we need to continue to continue down this path of fighting for one another. And I'm not talking about physically fighting. We need to fight with the spiritual battle that we're in. And when I said a second ago, when I make mistakes, I'm the first one to tell you, I made a mistake. I may not like saying it, but you know what? I find it easier just to admit that I made the mistake. And then people go, okay, yeah, Will made the mistake. That was pretty bad. Bad Will. You made a bad mistake. You admitted to it, but it was still bad. Yeah, you know why? Because I'm human, I'm flawed, I'm a sinner, and I make mistakes. And I can own up to it. That's probably why I couldn't be a good politician, because I own up to my mistakes and I admit that I make mistakes. You know who else did that? Marjorie Taylor Greene. If she made a mistake, she'll admit it. Even President Trump. And when you have the liberal media, they try to say that he won't do that, but President Trump has done that. But they don't want to acknowledge that. They don't care about any of that. Now, like I said, I titled this The Great Return. Why did I title that? And I'm pretty sure a lot of people wondering, what is this? What are you talking about? The Great Return. I truly believe, and if you believe in God as well, you know exactly what I am about to tell you. There's no interpretation needed here. You know exactly what I'm about to tell you. If you truly believe in God, and we constantly sit there and tell each other that God wins in the end, and we see the dark days upon us, and we see what the evil people are doing on the left, then we shouldn't be upset. Or at least, now we can, now let me make sure I'm clear. Because what they're doing is upsetting. Right. But we know that we can rejoice in God. Right. It's that simple. So where's our faith? See, the evil one right now, they're taking what is taking place right now, and they're blaming all of it on us that love this country, that believe in God. We are in those days where people never thought that would come during our lifetime. So us as believers, where is our faith? We've got to stop doubting God is in control. We've got to stop doing it. Stand firm. That's what we should be doing. Because see, when we stand firm and they see us standing firm, guess what they do? They get upset. They get highly upset. When they see us standing firm, and they go, how is it that they are able to stand firm when we're doing all of this evil, demonic stuff? Come on now. For those of you that believe in God, you know exactly what I'm telling you here. And see, they get angry, they get upset Because we're not, we can't allow them to get us down. We can't allow them to break our faith in God. And I know, because it's so dark, it is so dark that what they're doing, these demonic stuff, these evil people, what they're doing is so dark. We have to be the light to shine in this darkness. And we have to say it and do it in the name of Jesus. You understand what I'm telling you? See, for me, I see all the crazy stuff and I see this darkness happening. And when I get on my knees and I pray and I say, Lord, do with me as you will. And I see what is happening. And I know that God is with us. God doesn't want his children to suffer. And I said, Lord, I'm trying to do my part, Lord. I'm trying to do my part. And I'm always asking God, give me the words. Help me out. I'm trying. Right? It's just like if for those of you that have children and grandchildren, when you see your child trying, you see them trying, don't you help them? Even when they fail, don't you even still help them? You know what I'm talking about. You may push, you may do something like this and do something like that. And for those of us that believe and we make failures and we learn from them, but you know, you're still helping your child. God does the same thing with us. He does the same thing with us. So we have to continue to try. It's such a wonderful time to be alive. I am telling you, we get to experience what the Bible is all about. Not just people reading the Bible and talking about this is just scriptures of stuff that just happened. We're reading the Bible. We're acknowledging the Bible because it is so much in our lives today. So much. Part of the great return is that people are returning back to God. And you notice, if you see the meme on YouTube, I put President Trump there. See, God is not done with President Trump. You mean to tell me that in 2016, when God put President Trump in office, that he allowed him to get great things started. And you know, President Trump was acknowledging God. Many even look at President Trump as the David of our time. Come on now. Many do. And you mean to tell me that God did all of this just to crush us? Just to crush his children? I mean, come on. Think about what I'm telling you. God, you wouldn't purposely put your children out in the middle of a busy highway where the traffic is going 70 to 80 miles an hour and say, fend for yourself. God hasn't done that with us. Even though those on the left would like for us to believe that. I'm telling you, this is when it comes time for us to show our faith. And I'm right now, everything that I'm saying, I am saying it out of faith because I truly believe God is still working with us. I still truly believe that God is using me. I still believe that because so many people right now feel crushed. I'm going to tell you a story. And I've told some people this story before. When I was living in California, I was trying to have a rally in San Francisco. And Nancy Pelosi, myself and three other people, and Nancy Pelosi said, "You white supremacists are not going to have a rally in my city." This is what Nancy Pelosi said. "You white supremacists." Right? The insanity of these people. And we're going to still go ahead and proceed with the rally because we already had the permits. We had everything. Well, what ended up happening because of Nancy Pelosi and these anti-American hateful Democrats getting to the police department. It's not all of them, because I met some wonderful police officers when I was in San Francisco. Some wonderful police officers. But the ones that are higher up that's holding them by the neck or however they're doing it to them with their pension, et cetera, they made it to where Trump, at the time, Trump supporters, but now we're AKA constitutionalists. Constitutionalists, AKA Trump supporters. Tell everyone you're a constitutionalist, okay? But anyways, and I'm going to explain that why more later on. I'm going to show you something. We were going to have the rally, and what was going to happen, they put the barricade to where Antifa and BLM was going to show up in great numbers, and we saw it too. We saw it. And they were going to make it to where all of us that were going for this peaceful pro-American rally, it wasn't even labeled Trump rally. We're going to have this peaceful rally. They wanted to make all of the people coming to the rally have to walk past Antifa and BLM with like a tape line, knowing good and well that they're going to beat every single one of us up going by. I'm going to throw rocks, I'm going to throw sticks, and the police officers are going to just going to be like, you know, you shouldn't have had the rally. You shouldn't have had the rally. Well, we canceled the rally. My whole point in this is we canceled the rally. And after we canceled the rally, we felt crushed. Like, this was huge. It was, a lot of people didn't know about it, but it was making national news. It was huge. All of the local TV, radio stations were talking about it. They were taking my video feeds and they were posting them on the local news station. And that's how my anti-American boss from India found out that I was a huge Trump supporter, because he saw it on the local news and they were talking about it at my job. So I could no longer hide it. But the point was, is I felt crushed because we canceled it. It's like they won. Well, as a ending result of that, because Antifa didn't have us to beat up, Antifa was marching through the streets of San Francisco. And guess what they did? Like they normally do. They caused damage throughout the city. And they showed a helicopter scene, and they just showed the street of Antifa, and it's just all black. Looked like a big black blob of snot, just gooey black snot, saying Antifa, just going down the street. And they were just destroying stuff as they go down the street. Just like, I mean, it was disgusting. Nothing but infested rats, all dressed in black, just destroying everything. As a result, right after that, Nancy Pelosi had to go on national television and denounce Antifa. She had to denounce Antifa. So even though we felt crushed, that ended up being a great thing. And after that, Antifa kind of like fizzled out a little bit. They kind of stopped doing all the crazy stuff. What took place then? So the reason why I brought that up, because right now, because of what happened, because they did this coup. I'm calling it a coup. This is my opinion. A coup under the cloak of an election. Because they did this, it feels like we were crushed. Right? Come on now. Who's being honest here? That's the way it felt. But we've got to not let that continue. We have to remember that we are God's children. See, the left, they reject God. Come on, hear me. They reject God. We don't. We embrace God. We know God is real. Don't let your faith waver from God. That's what exactly what they want. They want us to be like, oh, you know what? All is lost. It's all done. That's exactly what they want us to feel like. That's how they want us to. They want us to walk around like, you know, there's nothing we can do. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is the time that we show ourselves. Not any other man out there. This is the time we show ourselves how much faith we have in God. And no matter how much demonic stuff the executive orders bring onto this nation, do not let them crush your faith. See, you doing this, you get to stand before God and say, God, they did all this dark stuff, but I did not let go of you. Come on, who hears me? How many of y'all hear me? How many of y'all understand what I'm saying? See, God is so awesome. We've got to remember that. We've got to hold on to that. And like I said, it's not going to be like, no, you know, when God just comes for, it's not going to be like just, you know, electricity, you're getting hooked up to a socket. No, our faith is faith in God, because we have to believe no matter how dark it is. See, ever since I can remember, when I was young, even a kid, I knew, I talked about God, even before my parents. And I'm going to tell you one more story, then I'm going to get onto some stuff here that's just going to like just blow your. When I was younger, I never forget it. I was living in North Carolina. And I couldn't been, this is the first time I recognized that I was alive. I recognized that I was alive. And I remember going to the window. And my parents, my father's in the military, and we lived in military housing. And we had an upstairs. And I went and looked out the window, and I remember I saw snow for the first time. And I saw the snow, and it was completely new because I had never seen it before. And I recognized right then that I'm alive. And I get to go play in that. And right then, even though I'm saying that I'm alive, I never forget it. I was making the connection with God. And I was like telling God, I'm alive and I see it. And I've always been that way. Now, granted, I've done wrong things in the past. I mean, my goodness, I'm not perfect by any means. And I don't mind telling you that, because I'm not. Don't expect it. But I just remember always being that way. And I truly believe what President Trump, when he made the statement, and this has nothing to do with any Q or QAnon. I never followed it. They're trying to label me as a QAnon cult leader, if you can imagine that. And if you watch my videos, you know I've never go through like the QAnon this and this post and that post. I don't even know how they go through and they decipher all the stuff. I don't knock people wanting to look at it, but I never did it myself. But they're trying to say that I'm a QAnon cult leader, if you can believe it. And what the reason why they do that is because there's a movement right now in the Democrat Party to label everything that they disagree with as QAnon, because QAnon is bad, right? And I'm going to prove that to you. All right? Here, let me show you. Now, this, you know, I'm always talking about how you hear like the left are always lying, right? I mean, these people they're not of God. These people of other, they are of their father, Satan. I mean, seriously, I'm about to show it to you. These people are truly have demonic spirits in them. They're straight up evil. I'm about to show it to you. And this is another prime example of why I say that we're living in those days, the days, the generation, what the Bible says, this generation would not pass. This generation shall not pass, because we're seeing the stuff. We're seeing it happen. The Bible is just unfolding right before our eyes. But listen to this. Now, I'm pretty sure many of you have already heard. If you haven't heard it, then you really haven't been looking at anything. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? They, you know, that these weak and innate Republicans put it over to the Democrats to decide if she can be on a Republican committee. I mean, it's just mind blowing to me. It just don't make any lick of sense. But anyways, listen to this here. This is the people, and it's just completely disgusting. Now, listen.
But it doesn't bother me that
much. Even the fact that she's cast doubt on whether a plane crashed in the Pentagon on 9/11? I mean, families are still mourning today?
Oh, yeah.
Does that not bother you?
That does. Because right. Something did happen. So
why didn't she just apologize? Have you ever thought about that?
Not really.
Does it trouble you?
Not a lot. Not no more than everything else that goes on in Washington.
Okay. Let me stop it there. Now, he's talking about the airplane that went into the Pentagon. A lot of people question that. And anyone that looked at the videos with me and Marjorie in the past and other stuff that she said, people question it. Everyone question it. Can I ask everybody a question? When did it become a problem to question something? I'm just asking for a friend here. When did it become a problem to question something? If you're something that happens just because the mainstream media tells us that, yay, this happened, are we not able to question what the mainstream media is telling us? What even with the intelligence is telling us? Are we not in a position to question anything any longer? See, that's the problem. And she never said that the people that lost their lives there, good for them. She never alluded to that. I mean, many of us question it. I question many things. And I've even had some people get upset with me because I question. I even question the moon landing. I mean, I'm just questioning. I love space travel. I do. I love space movies. I want to go to the moon. I mean, I want to go to the space station. But what they show us, I question it. Can I not question it? See, that's the problem here. They're telling us what we can and cannot question. Now, what I'm getting ready to play you here should be extremely disturbing to every single person that have any kind of sense to them. Listen to how demonic this is and how blatantly lying and confusing the guy with the microphone from CNN is acting, or how he is portraying information. Listen to this.
Honestly, man, I believe that, I mean, I've done stuff that I regret, you know, and I'd hate for people to judge me on that. So,
have you ever talked about eating babies? Because that's what QAnon believes and that's what she supported in the past.
Did y'all hear that? I got it. Let me take it back. He said, that's what, do you believe in eating babies? Because that's what she supported. And that's what QAnon is all about. And that's what she supported in the past. That is a total lie. Now, like I said, I didn't follow QAnon. And the first time I heard about anything about the eating babies is when President Trump was having a debate against this nut job, Biden. Do y'all recall that? He was having a debate and they brought up, or it wasn't even a debate. I apologize. It wasn't even a debate. It was a town hall. And what's the lady's name that was doing the town hall? And she was drilling President Trump, drilling him. And then she brought up the whole fact about the QAnon and eating the babies. And President Trump was like, And not only then, they brought it up during a press conference, asking President Trump about the QAnon. And what he's leaving out here is that the Democrats, those on the left, they're the ones eating the babies. See, he leaves that part out while he's talking to this young man here, trying to convince him not to support Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, come on. It's like so much. It's so obvious. Listen, I'm going to play it again. Listen to him. Listen how he spins it. Straight up lying. This is misleading someone out on the street. And people are supposed to be okay with this?
Have you ever talked about eating babies? Because that's what QAnon believes and that's what she supported in the past. It's kind of different than other things, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so. If you're talking about eating babies,
I mean, that's not cool, right?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Does that trouble you then?
Yeah, with two babies outside that did.
That's not cool, right? Like, it's not cool to get the response because everyone knows it's not cool. But I'm willing to bet this Democrat that's here talking to him, they don't have any problem with it. That's why they always talk about they don't ever talk about the child trafficking. I mean, seriously, these people are evil. Now, listen to this.
Gary, Republican leaders in Georgia, or many of them in the, you know, official Republican circles, have expressed support for her. And say that, you know, she was elected and she's representing the people well. The people you're talking to, are they following what's going on with her closely?
They want to know, are they following her, what's going on closely? Now, listen to his response.
Yeah, a lot of people we've talked to know everything about it, but it is interesting that a number of the people we talked to knew very little or nothing about it. We're just glad that a Republican is in the seat. Now, when we talked to them about the details, and I showed them my phone and showed them some of the articles that we've had on CNN.com about it, sadly, a lot of them didn't believe me.
Sadly, a lot of them didn't believe me. He said that no one believes CNN. I mean, CNN has been doing conspiracies and been lying forever, especially the past 4+ years. They've been putting out so much fraudulent information, and they're talking about, sadly, no one believes me. Listen, I got more for you. Check this out.
And if you look at the two votes that you were talking about earlier, you had 61 votes to oust Liz Cheney from her leadership position, who voted with her conscience. And that was a secret vote. But then only 11.
So she voted with her conscience. Liz Cheney, my personal opinion, is an idiot. She voted to impeach the greatest president in our lifetime, and it was her conscience? Seriously, these three people that you see on here, listen to them as they talk, and you'll be able to recognize the demonic spirit that is in them. They probably have legion in them.
Republicans to remove her from her committee assignments. So I think you'd have to be Pollyanna to think that the Republican Party would change course. The leader of the Republicans in the House decided that he couldn't make a decision on this, which one would think it might be an easy decision for a leader to make, but it wasn't, because he wanted to kind of please Donald Trump and please another wing of the party. So then he let the Democrats do it so he could blame them. And I think the only way right now that the Republican Party would change course is if they decided that they were losing popularity as a result and their funding would dry up.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real possibility.
Yeah, you know what? Their funding, I would agree. Their funding probably is going to dry up. I would not give a single dime to Mitch McConnell. A single dime. That dude is such a traitor to the American people. I mean, he straight up calls Marjorie Greene a cancer. Marjorie Greene is fighting for the American people. She's fighting for our rights. She's a constitutionalist. She's fighting for the Constitution. And they call her a cancer. Come on. This is ridiculous. These people are evil. I got more for you. Check it out.
You know, a lot of it was a lie. I mean, you talk about, she said that she, I guess, dabbled in QAnon in 2018, and you went through that list, Anderson. She was also dabbling in QAnon in 2019. And the fact is, in December of 2020, she deleted a tweet where she praised QAnon on an article about the Gab CEO. So, you know, it's I guess I do have an advantage of being an intelligence in my past and having so many people supporting me around the country with looking at these videos now that I'm a chief strategist at the Network Contagion Research Institute. But
see, that's him trying to convince everybody that he's a credible source for the lies that he's putting out there. That's all that is. Some people don't even recognize, oh, he's credible. Listen to that. He's credible. No, he's lying. Listen to him.
You know, when I see something like that, I get very angry. And I think I get angry because, you know, she's still doing this. And by the way.
Oh, you see that? You see how they try to slip that in there? She's still doing this. Everything that they're talking about with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, what they're doing right now is they're talking about stuff that she questioned years ago, which many of us question it. Many of us question it. There's nothing wrong with questioning stuff. If you're trying to build a rocket to get off the planet and it blows up halfway up, you got to question what went wrong. You got to question stuff. There's nothing wrong with questioning anything. If we get to the point to where they tell us what we can and can't question, then we are not a society. We're not a free society. And that's their goal here. Am I wrong?
And I'm not trying to, you know, belabor the point, but wasn't she screaming about stop the steal after November 3rd? Stop.
Okay, listen to this. Now, remember I told you anything that they dislike right now, they're pointing it to QAnon or Q, whatever. They're pointing it to that. Anything that they dislike. Like I told you, on Twitter, I had a whole bunch of, I have a whole bunch of these anti-American hateful people, evil people, saying that I'm a QAnon cult leader. I don't even know where to go look up the QAnon stuff. I don't, because I never go look for it. But they're labeling, just because they don't like me, they're giving me that label. They're labeling everybody that. I'm telling you. Next, they're going to be saying QAnon is domestic terrorists. I'm seeing the writing on the wall. Watch this.
The steal is inherently Q. It's inherently conspiracy theory minded.
Anderson.
Inherently Q, inherently conspiracy minded. Now, I just told you, the left, the Democrats, CNN, MSDNC, all of them have been talking about conspiracy theories for the past 4 years. Did you not know that the whole Russia collusion delusion, from the whole fake dossier, the Steele dossier, did you know that was just a conspiracy? Did you know that nothing ever came of that? Did you know that even out of the Mueller report, that he said there was never any evidence that President Trump actually ever colluded with Russia? There was never anything there. Did you know that is a conspiracy? And you know what? They're still going with that story that President Trump actually colluded with Russia when he didn't. They're still running with that story. And they're saying, well, he had to have concluded with him because there was no way that he won in 2016. See, that's what I'm telling you. God opened our eyes, and God is still opening our eyes, because some people got lax and some people needed to see this, because a lot of people still didn't wake up.
Can I add that just this morning, before she went on the floor to give her speech about how she was a victim of all of this, she tweeted, "It's not just me they want to cancel. They want to cancel every Republican. Don't let the mob win." She isn't talking about the mob on January 6th. She's talking about the Democrats.
The Democrats are mob. You are the mob. Seriously, you are the mob. You notice they don't talk about how Antifa and BLM, and I've brought it up multiple times, they don't talk about Antifa, BLM, how they have terrorized and tormented the American people for 4 years. 4+ years. In the past 6 months, they've actually destroyed billions of dollars of damage to stuff in the United States of America. What about that mob? You know why they don't talk about that mob? Because that mob is the foot soldiers for the Democrat Party, or the Democrat Party, Antifa and BLM. They don't talk about that mob. So yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene is correct. The left, you are the mob. You have this mob mentality that if you don't get what you want, then the rest of us need to, you know, be dealt with. And you're calling us, seriously, everything that they don't like, they're calling Q. I'm telling you, that is their new thing. They don't like it. Oh, it's got to be Q. Oh, is that, it's got to be Q. It's QAnon. Oh, you like America? You're QAnon. You love Christ? You're QAnon. You want everything to be good. You want everyone to prosper. You want capitalism to continue to make America great. You're QAnon. Everything that is considered good, they want to call it QAnon and say that it's bad. What was once considered good is now considered bad. What was once considered evil is now considered good. And the Democrats are all about the evil stuff being good. They're constantly showing it to us. Listen, I got more for you.
Who are the mob?
You know, somebody once said, and gosh, it might have been Paul Begala, didn't he say that politics was Hollywood for ugly people?
Is he calling Marjorie Taylor Greene ugly? Let me take it back. Did y'all hear that? I mean, who's he referring to here? Who's he referring to?
You know, somebody once said, and gosh, it might have been Paul Begala, didn't he say that politics was Hollywood for ugly people. And I think that's what you're looking at right now. And that's what upsets me about this. And I just want to talk about conspiracy theories. You know, it's starting to morph. When you look at Dodger Stadium, and that's why I get so angry about this, we're seeing brand new hashtags that have come from Q.
Brand new hashtags that come from Q. Listen, I'm telling you, I don't follow Q, but they're making stuff up. Everything that they disagree with, they're saying it's Q. They said, oh, I believe in Christ. You must be Q. They're blaming everything. Listen.
COVID-1984, the New World Order, right? NWO. Mm. And now we're seeing Great Reset as a hashtag that's exploding too. And that's because right now the
Okay, let me stop. Let me take it back again. First of all, he said the New World Order, that's Q. Have y'all heard about the New World Order before? Y'all heard anything about Q? So how in the world is that Q? Do you see what I'm saying? This dude that's trying to act like he's credible, straight up lying. I heard about the New World Order 20 plus years ago. There was no Q. There was no talk of Q 20 plus years ago. And then the whole, the Great Reset. Did y'all ever look up? Did y'all ever Google Build Back Better? There's a world organization, economic organization, that their slogan before Biden had it, it was given to Biden. Their whole thing was Build Back Better. They believed that you have to tear down all the economies and build it back better. And then they go on even saying that it's a particular type of capitalism, but it's not the capitalism that we have today. It's actually socialism. They're calling it a particular capitalism to convince people that know that capitalism has been working to jump on board with it. But listen to it. He's talking about the New World Order is Q. See, this dude's an idiot. He's straight up lying. They are demonic. Look at him.
COVID-1984. The New World Order, right? NWO. Mm. And now we're seeing Great Reset as a hashtag that's exploding too. And that's because right now the GOP does not want to face the fact they got a conspiracy problem. And
the GOP has a conspiracy problem. When, like I said a second ago, they've been pushing conspiracy theories for the past 4 years. The whole Russia collusion delusion, the Ukraine deal, where they've impeached President Trump the first time. This time that they're impeaching him now, it's all based on conspiracy. There was actually no evidence of what they were doing, and they did it simply because they had the votes, because they could. We ain't got nothing else to do. We're not going to do the job for the American people. Let's impeach the president because we don't like him. That's what they did, based on a conspiracy, and they have the nerve. These people are demonic. I'm showing it to you. They're blatantly lying, and they're going on there like, you know, we have the answers. We're telling it how it is. You have to believe us because we are credible. Even though we're lying to you, just hopefully no one catches us in the lie. And, you know, they go on and they lie so much to see who can tell the best lie to be the most convincing. I'm telling you, there has to be like they're doing a poll. They got to be doing some kind of poll somewhere, you know, putting money in the box, taking bets. Who can tell the best lie? Listen,
if we have a social influencer, you know, that's spreading tripe like that and poppycock all over, you know, all over tarnation. I can't believe I just used the word tarnation, but, you know, spreading that everywhere, you know, it's getting crazy out here. But I just think we're to a point right now that if we can't have a conversation based on fact and it's just on fantasy.
Really? You hear this, right? See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. They say we can't have a conversation based on facts, but just on fantasy. That's all they do is talk about fantasy. They lie. Remember Adam Schiff, and I brought it up before. Adam Schiff, he would talk when he was reading the transcript from President Trump, straight up lying, saying this is what President Trump was saying. This is what President Trump was saying. This was President Trump's total lying. And then when you look at the transcript, it wasn't anything what he was saying. He said, well, this is what he meant to say. Like, how does he know what President Trump meant to say? These people are evil. We're living in a day and age where this demonic spirit is so widespread. across the planet, not just here in the United States. This demonic spirit is working, and is working through these people. And you can see this demonic spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you will recognize it. You will see it. Me talking about it is just like bringing light to it, but you can see the demonic spirit in these people. Listen.
We have issues that are going to take a long time to root out. And it's really about deprogramming. People have been listening to stuff coming from Marjorie Taylor Greene and other big social influencers.
Deprogramming. Let me take it back. Did y'all hear that? Let me take it back. I've talked about that before. They want to deprogram us. And for those of us that are not going to go along with the deprogramming, and they're going to start saying that we're enemy of the state. And guess what they're going to start doing with those of us who want to think for ourselves and not going to be deprogrammed to reject God? Because, see, that's what it comes down to. That's what it's going to come down to. If you don't believe me now, just give it some time. Just sit back. Just give it some time. And people that don't believe me, and they're going to be like, well, you know what? I believe in God, but I don't believe you. And then when it happens, you're going to be like, oh, you know what? Some people are going to be like, you know, I'm just going to not say anything about God. I'm going to not call God's name. I'm not going to say in the name of Jesus, because I don't want them to come after me. And then I'm just kind of curious, what do you think is going to happen when you stand before God? See, there's a reason why I'm saying, because I don't want any of us to be in that position. I want us to all to be together. But these people here, they have been turned over to a reprobate mind, and they are straight up evil. Listen.
I just think we're to a point right now that if we can't have a conversation based on fact and it's just on fantasy, we have issues that are going to take a long time to root out. And it's really about deprogramming. People have been listening to stuff coming from Marjorie Taylor Greene and other big social influencers, and that includes the president.
Other big influencers, and that includes the president? So I guess they might be talking about me too, because, you know, I've had many videos in the past where Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I've been chit-chatting. We've done videos. We talked about different things. I've been to DC with her, and she didn't mean to bring physical harm to anyone. Like, they're spinning it. They're straight up lying. They're straight up lying about it. They're trying to say that she's racist. They're lying. They're straight up lying. These people are evil. And it's just, and then they go, even like President Trump, like, because they say, you know, they don't even want to call President Trump President Trump. They want to say that he's just an influencer. And they're afraid that he's influencing the American people. But you know what? God is not done with Trump. And see, they fear that. And they hate to see a person like me and people like you still saying that we support the greatest president that's been in the White House in our lifetime. They hate to see that. The nut job in there now, I mean, my goodness. He can barely think about what he's supposed to be doing. I mean, this is ridiculous. So God is not done with Trump. And like I said earlier in the program, when President Trump was saying, he said, I will be back. Not in the QAnon stuff, none of that. This is coming straight from President Trump. He said, I will be back in some capacity. And that's the part of the reason why they're trying to still impeach President Trump, because they have no idea what he's doing. They're terrified of what President Trump is doing. And I know many of y'all have heard that the military is taking control. I haven't seen any actual documentation saying that. I've seen people talk about it. But if they are, I wish they'd go ahead and get on with it. Let me just say that. If they are, just get on with it. I mean, there's enough there to see the corruption. There's enough there. I mean, if they're waiting on something else, then they're just, you know, buying time. I don't know. But President Trump himself said that he'll be back in some capacity. So I know for a fact that God is not done with President Trump. And it terrifies these demonic people. It terrifies them because they don't know how to react to that. I got more because there's something else I want you to hear. You got, and I apologize for showing you these demonic people like this, but you need to hear what they're saying, because some people don't say, you know, I remember years ago, I would listen to Rush Limbaugh, and I would listen to Rush Limbaugh when I considered myself a Democrat. When I was living in Arkansas, I considered myself a Democrat, and I would listen to Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh didn't get on my nerves. I mean, I liked listening to Rush Limbaugh. And I remember Rush Limbaugh would say, you know what? I know a lot of people, and I'm paraphrasing here, and people that watch that seen Rush Limbaugh and listened to Rush Limbaugh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And he would say that I go listen to what these people say and I bring it to you so you don't have to deal with it. Right. So that's the reason why. And I'm like, you know, that makes complete sense. So I'm doing the same thing here. And I'm not trying to say that I'm trying to fill Rush Limbaugh's shoes, because there's no way that's even possible. But people need to know what the evil people are saying, because we need to know that. Because the evilness is on the march. The evilness is doing what they want to do. That we need to be on the move for God and to save his children, which is us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But none other than Mitch McConnell said that this was a cancer in the Republican Party.
Okay. You see that? Mitch McConnell is referring to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene as a cancer. How many of y'all live in the same state with this dude? And how many of y'all are going to continue supporting him? How many of y'all are not going to call his office and ask him, what is he doing? I mean, seriously, if he was my congressman here, and I found out he did that, I think I would probably make it personal, make a call every day. And I would probably try to make an appointment to his office and ask him, why is he calling Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a cancer? He's the cancer. He should be cut out of the Republican Party. He's the cancer. People with his mentality.
And unless they put a stop to this, they're going to be devoured by it. And that's how they're going to be identified. And it's, you know, it.
Okay. Now here it comes right here. They're trying to say that if the Republican Party continues to go down the path of Republicans like Congresswoman Greene fighting for the American people, it's going to tear up the Republican Party. See, that's part of the reason I still believe this, not being there, I still believe this, that the Democrats had backroom conversations with these Republicans to stab President Trump in the back, saying that you got to get rid of Trump if you want your party back. See, is this all wrapping up together now? If I'm telling you, without us being there, I'm guaranteed that's exactly what happened, because they stabbed President Trump in the back because Vice President Mike Pence, these other rhino Republicans did not do their constitutional duty when they were supposed to, regardless of whatever situation they said they were scared of. They should have done their constitutional duty. Isn't that when you're supposed to do it? But they didn't, because I truly believe they had these backroom deals with these Democrats, saying that if you want to keep your Republican Party, you have to get rid of Trump.
It's no coincidence.
Now here comes a part where I'm telling y'all, listen to this. She's going to say it's no coincidence. Okay. Listen to this. Everything they dislike, they're labeling it as what? And remember I told y'all earlier, for those of you who was watching, I said, listen, we need to start saying we're constitutionalists, AKA Trump supporters. Because they're labeling everyone that they disagree with QAnon. And like I said, I don't even know where to go look up QAnon. I never did go look it up. I don't even, never had it in my search history. But But listen to this.
And it's, you know, it's no coincidence that the Democrats are now starting to call the Republican Party the Q Party.
Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? See, it's no coincidence because it's all planned. They're doing this to try to destroy this country, and they're doing it to try to divide all of us.
And I think you're going to see that over and over again. And I think the fact that the leader in the House did not take a stand, which could have been pretty easy for him to do, actually, has opened a Pandora's box here for the party.
Right.
Okay, it opened up a Pandora's box for the party. Now, I did a small video report earlier, and I talked about how, you know, even the Republicans are bringing up what Ilhan Omar did in the past. And actually, Ilhan Omar did it while she was in Congress. She did it while she was in. She's anti-Semitic. Y'all remember they had a whole, they had these hearings and these meetings about Ilhan Omar and even Rashida Tlaib, where they're anti-Israel. They wrote up this whole thing. They did this bill, this legislation to talk about the certain language and you can't say this and can't say that. Y'all remember that? Nothing happened to them, but the Republicans are bringing it up. They're saying that if you're going to do this to Congresswoman Green, then we should be able to do the same thing to Ilhan Omar. They should be able to do it to Rashida Tlaib. They should be able to do it to Maxine Waters. They should be able to do it to Adam Pencilneck Schiff. They should be able to do it to him when he got up there and lied about the transcript. They should be able to do it to every single one of these anti-American, socialist, communist Democrats that's sitting up on the hill that lied and went along with the collusion, delusion, Russia. They should be able to do it to every last one of them. Never, not a single one of them should be able to sit on a committee if they're going to go based on these standards, right? Wouldn't you agree? These people are evil. Listen.
And it's moral collapse.
And Congressman Riggleman, for Kevin McCarthy to claim he doesn't know what Q is, if he doesn't, I mean, that's like malpractice. I mean, that's political malpractice. I mean, this is a really serious thing out there that has real world consequences. And they were folks storming the Capitol. If he doesn't know about him, he better get an intelligence briefing.
Okay, now listen to the response, okay, with this dude over here trying to act like he's a credible source and on all intelligence and knowledgeable. Listen to him.
Listen, I know, Kevin, but not remembering QAnon after you've said it so many times would be like me forgetting my wife's name after 31 years.
Okay, y'all hear that? He said it's like me forgetting my wife's name after 31 years. Well, let's just go to someone who forgot where his wife was or who his wife is and calling his wife his sister. Have y'all seen this video?
They don't call Super Tuesday for nothing. By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is not. Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister.
whoa, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Let's go back over here. What did he just say?
Remembering QAnon after you've said it so many times would be like me forgetting my wife's name after 31 years.
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously. Is he talking about Joe Biden there? Because Joe Biden, he can't remember anything. I just played it for you. Joe Biden can't even remember his wife. Oh, wait a minute. This is my sister. I mean, come on, people. It's really amazing, right? Come on. It's really amazing. The times that we're living in, this is all by design, if you ask me. And because we're living in these dark days, we need to be rejoicing because God is showing us. God has blessed me so much, and God is really touched me in so many ways. And I tell you, I've had so many people say, "Will, because what you're doing, you brought me closer to God." And I try to make it a point every single time. I say, you know what? Don't give me the credit. Let's give God all the credit. Let's give God all the credit. I have to make sure I say that public because some people take that and let it get it to the head and say, "Well, I did this and I did that." No. No, not me. We give God all the credit. I'm just being used by God. That's all. I'm just a mechanism that God is using, and I pray that God use me even though I'm flawed. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to it, share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to unitetheamericafirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.